This episode of the Golf Unfiltered podcast is brought to you by WorldwideGolfShops.com. Be sure to go out to WorldwideGolfShops.com for all of your equipment, apparel, and accessory needs. They've even got training aids. They've got all the great stuff from all the brands that you hear on our podcast every week. So once again, that is WorldwideGolfShops.com.
You're listening to the Golf Unfiltered podcast, your source for in-depth interviews with the biggest names, brands, and personalities in golf. Our mission? To keep you informed and help you enjoy the game even more. And now, the owner and host of the Golf Unfiltered podcast, Adam Fonseca.
That's right, everybody. Welcome back to the show. This is your host, as always, Adam from GolfUnfiltered.com. You know where to find us all on our social media, at GolfUnfiltered. You can send me an email, adam@GolfUnfiltered.com. And of course, I want to give a few shout-outs to our friends over at TheHackersParadise.com, as well as those of you listening to this on their THP mobile app. And of course, hello to our friends over at Cleveland, Srixon, and Zegzio. Obviously, the big news coming out of Cleveland is the new, are the new RTX Zipcore wedges. I've had them in my bag for a couple months now. I'm so happy I could finally talk about them. They are absolutely fantastic. They are the upgrade, or they are the newest version of the RTX line. And go out there and try them. I think you're going to really be pleased by some of the enhancements in this new set of wedges, and I hope that you're able to go and add them to your bag this year. Today's guest, ladies and gentlemen, is Mr. Bob Winskiewicz. He is from Squares Golf. And if you're not familiar with Squares Golf, they make some very interesting golf shoes. And so if you've ever seen on social those golf shoes that have the square toes, hence Squares, and they are a very interesting looking pair of golf shoes. You don't see golf shoes with square toes. I mean, I don't know how you feel about other shoes with a square toe profile, or whatever you would call it, or design. I don't mind them. But one of the things that I've always kind of struggled with, at least, you know, with shoes that I've purchased, is sometimes they just get a little bit too narrow towards the end. And golf shoes are no different. Yes, a lot of different companies are coming out with shoes that fit more like gym shoes or sneakers or whatever. And those are fine. I mean, those are very comfortable. There are some very comfortable shoes out there. But when you start thinking about golf equipment that you bring to the course with you every day, chances are you're probably not thinking a whole heck of a lot about your golf shoes and how they actually improve your game. Now, certainly we notice them when the shoes are uncomfortable or when they're not, you know, waterproof enough. But what Squares Golf has done is they've actually made, or they're going to make, golfers really pay close attention to their feet. And that makes a lot of sense, because obviously that's what keeps us grounded, you know, literally. And as the conversation today explains, there's a lot that goes into not only the design of the shoe from Squares Golf to help improve your game, but it also really just makes a lot of sense as to why they have the square toe, as well as the cleat pattern on the bottom. And then there's some other features of the shoes that we get into today with Bob, that I think certainly opened my eyes to everything, and I'm really excited to be able to try these out in the future here. Hope you will be too. They're an extremely interesting company. They're doing really well, and you know that we love the independent golf companies that, you know, just are still making it, even in this crazy world that we now live in. And so certainly go out and support Squares Golf as well. Before we get into the episode, of course, I want to remind everyone that we are on the Hackers Paradise Podcast Network. There are two additional shows that I highly encourage you to go check out. The first, of course, is Off Course, hosted by Dan and Rob over at THP. Good golf chatter. They talk about a lot of different topics. There's a lot to talk about these days. I'm sure they've covered Bryson DeChambeau, for example, many times over, and they're just, it's a good listen. They're two funny guys. And then, of course, they've got Range Days as the third podcast on the network, and that is a very in-depth look at equipment specific to individual pieces of equipment. Go out and check that out if you're a gearhead like me. We'll be right back after a quick word from one of our sponsors with Mr. Bob Winskiewicz from Squares Golf. Today's episode is also brought to you by the Ben Hogan Golf Equipment Company. No big hype, no big price, but definitely a big deal. Take advantage of their factory direct model where you cut out the middleman and get the best products shipped to your door direct from the company. They've got a demo program to try out their products before you buy, a trade-up program to get these clubs in your hands even quicker, and special financing where you can split your payment into four to make these clubs even more affordable. Go to benhogangolf.com to learn more. Welcome back, folks. As I mentioned at the top of the show, very excited to welcome on from Squares Golf, the super popular golf shoes that we're going to talk a lot about here in a little bit, Mr. Bob Winskiewicz. He is joining us live right now from Squares Golf. Bob, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Adam. Thank you for having me.
So it's been a crazy, well, it's been crazy for everybody. I mean, let's just put it that way. But, you know, for those who might not be familiar with Squares Golf, why don't you give us a little background on how you got started with the company, you know, your time with the company, all that.
Yeah, I started in the golf business back in the early 1990s with McGregor Golf, and then I went to work for the king himself, Arnold Palmer, and nice. I worked for him for a little over 3 years, and I ran his golf equipment company. And one of the things that stuck with me while working for him is every time we presented a product to him, he'd look at me and say, "What's in it for the consumer?" And so I made the mistake the first time of not having an answer. And from that point forward, I knew what to do. But so back in those days, we looked for products that can help golfers play better golf. So back when I saw in 2009 spikeless shoes come out, I had done a lot of research and I thought to myself, you know what, these shoes aren't doing the golfer any favors. And the reason I say that is because we all know that ground connection is the source for distance. Well, at least the tour pros know that. And I'm trying to help educate the golfers on that topic. So back then I looked at the spikeless shoe and then I was challenged myself with setup. And every time I went to hit the ball, I couldn't see it. I could hit it very well in terms of hitting it, you know, long and but my distance was kind of off. So, I mean, my alignment was off. So what I did was I looked down at my shoes and said, why do they have to be round? And so I was wearing a pair of dress shoes that happened to be a square toe shoe. And at that point, the light bulb went off and said, well, wait a minute. Now, if I have a square toe shoe, my toes are going to sit naturally in the shoe. They don't angle them to the center of the shoe. If you angle the toes to the center of the shoe, you start reducing the foot's ability to function normally. And so I looked at all of that research, and that's how it all began. Is we began with that day on the range when I was hitting balls with a square toe dress shoe, and that's how it all started. So I got to that point and hired a couple of top designers. They came in and started designing this shoe for me.
That's really interesting, and especially the quote from the king himself, what's in it for the consumer. I mean, it's so funny how ideas just kind of come up from the most, I would say, unlikely places, like a pair of dress shoes, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, and you know what? That's where it started from. So the cornerstone of this shoe is the square toe. Mm. And so as we dove into this, and the people who are the smarter than me type of people, which are these people who are good at biomechanics, we've got podiatrists, and we've got people who've designed footwear for over 30 years. So they know about how the foot functions. So with the cornerstone of the shoe being square, your toe can now sit naturally, and that will give you a sense of more balance, because if you get your toes sitting there as they should be in the shoe, almost like a sandal, you now have better balance and stability. So as you move backwards in the shoe, we were able to widen the base under the ball of the foot. And doing that now, technically speaking, we did it by 2 millimeters. We're able to expand the base. So therefore, you've now technically got more balance and more stability. So now as you flip the shoe over, you've got more surface area on that shoe because if I expanded the base on the under the forefoot. And because of that, now we can do a traction pattern that nobody else has been able to do. Hmm. What I mean by that is on the bottom of our shoe, you'll see that there are 4 red cleats with 2 other black cleats on the bottom of the shoe. So those 4 red cleats are the pressure points throughout the golf swing. So if your pressure points are those 4 regionalized places, that's where you need the greatest amount of connection to the ground. So we position those cleats directly under those pressure points. So now you've got a ground connection. So when you think about the tour players and they swing, take somebody like Rory McIlroy. As he swings through, you watch his head drop by about an inch and a half. Now, what he's doing is he's driving the force into the ground to create that connection. So as he's going back, his body is still moving right as he starts his downswing.
Right.
So that ground connection gives people the torque and the distance. And that's why I scratch my head at spikeless shoes. Hmm. And you take Ben Hogan. Ben Hogan had 28 cleats on the bottom of his shoes the last time he played golf. And he had 14 on each shoe. In fact, back in the day, he had the Maxwell Shoe Company add an extra spike on the ball of his right foot. So he had that connection and that ability to push off. I don't think Ben Hogan got too many things wrong. So, you know, that ground connection thing has been overlooked in footwear because they went to spikeless, because people thought that they couldn't have comfort with spikes.
Mm.
And we're changing that. Secondarily, you saw most recently in the last 4 years is people go to lightweight.
Yeah.
And really what lightweight means is taking structure out of the golf shoe. And these lighter materials, if you look at the nature of the golf swing and that lateral to medial movement and then the back and forth movement, you need a good sturdy shoe. It's like soccer players. They need a good sturdy shoe to make those cuts and moves. Same with a golf shoe. And when I look at a lightweight spikeless shoe, I say it's not a golf shoe.
Mm.
And that's what the golfer needs. But shouldn't surprise anybody, given the fact that 65% of the golf footwear business are global sneaker companies.
Yeah, that is very true. And so I would imagine you'd say that the golf shoe very much is a piece of critical golf equipment as opposed to just a luxury item.
Adam, you're exactly right. That's what we tell people. It's equipment for the feet. It's equipment. But think of it, that the two most important things is the club you hold and what connects you to the ground.
Right.
But shoes have been overlooked and they're thought of as a fashion statement, accessory. I mean, think about it. You go and you buy it in the store and you look at the color schemes of this year. You put it on, you walk six paces left and right and you say, I'll buy them.
Right.
But that's, you know, what we're trying to tell golfers is that you're losing out on distance. So we hired, I'm sure you're familiar with golf laboratories out in San Diego. And
sure.
That's the premier testing, Gene Parenti. He's been around forever and a day. And he's where everybody goes to test out equipment, to prove its functionality, golf balls, distance, carry, roll, clubs, spring effects, all of that. We went to Gene and we actually flew Gene out to the camera shoot that we're doing in the videos with Sir Nick Faldo. And we'll get into that in a minute. But
sure.
But we flew Gene out and we tested golfers and we had them test their FootJoys, Echoes, Adidas and Michael Jordans. And they hit balls with them. Then they put the squares on. And we found on average people were picking up 2.2 miles per hour in swing speed, 4.8 miles per hour in ball speed, and on average of 8.8 yards in distance gained.
Wow.
We had one gentleman who gained 18 yards of distance.
Wow.
So this is fact. This is not my opinion. We say this is the proof, not the promise. So it's that connection to the ground. And a lot of people find it unbelievable. But when you really think about the traction, think about a quarterback, a pitcher. Where do they get their arm speed from in pitching?
Right.
It's
right.
The push off, the ground kick. The quarterback, he plants his foot and he throws the ball. So just try to throw a ball sitting in a chair, or try to hit a golf ball sitting in a chair. It's not going to go that far.
No, it won't. No, it won't. And I have a feeling I may have tried that at one point in my life. But it's interesting because the things you're saying is it certainly rings true, and the stats you're saying are just absolutely incredible, but people go on YouTube, they go, you know, take lessons from a golf instructor. They get told about the importance of ground forces. Squares actually is showing and almost re-educating golfers as to the importance of what that means.
You're exactly right. And it was interesting. I want to tell you a little story about how we came to know Nick Faldo, and which dovetails right into what you were talking about. So Nick Valdo will tell you this story. And when you go on to squares.com, you'll see the video of Nick talking. But he will tell you that he was taping the Valdo Formula Show, and he was doing exercise, and he was trying to balance himself on one foot and take his other foot, swing it behind him, put his hands out like a crane and try to balance there, and he couldn't do it. So he tried on a pair of tennis shoes, and he felt as though he could balance better. So he went into the internet, and he typed in, into Google, and he typed in stable golf shoes, and Squares came up. And so we read all about him, called his agent, and had his agent reach out to us and get a couple pairs of shoes. So about 3 weeks later, we get a call from his agent and said, "Nurse, Sir Nick would like to do a Zoom call." We get on the call and he says, "Bob, tell me a little about the shoe." So I gave him the pitch about the balance, the stability, the traction, the heel stabilizer, how it centers your foot, the biomechanics. And he leans back in his chair and he said, "You're absolutely right. The golf swing begins from the ground up, and you can't find balance during the swing."
Mm.
And he said, "Bob, these are the best golf shoes I've ever worn, and I've worn hundreds of them." And that's how it all began with Sir Nick. So then we get to film the commercials with him, and we're out on TrackMan, and Gene Parenti was there doing all the golfers and doing Sir Nick. And one of the things that surprised us, the distance thing didn't really surprise us, because there's research out there about, there's a North Carolina study, a university study about spikeless versus spike. So people in the business know that if you're wearing a spikeless shoe, you're leaving distance on the course. However, the one thing that we did find and surprise us was the balance and the stability translated to more consistent sweet spot center strikes on the club. Because if you're more balanced and more stable, you're going to hit the ball right in the center of that club. You have a better chance of doing that. There's no guarantee, but you got a better chance. Now, you see this on better players, that they had more consistent face strikes right in the middle because they were more balanced and stable. And that translated to more accuracy and better distance. So this technology, I believe it's the new frontier in golf. And I'm not trying to hype it, because if you think about the ball and the club, they're regulated by the USGA.
Right.
You know, one club can't hit the ball farther than another. One ball can't carry and roll farther than another. But the golf footwear, again, I think this is the next frontier in distance, where people can find more distance within their own specific swing.
And wouldn't that translate to just better golfers overall? Because I think a lot of golfers, I'll include myself to a degree, I try to go find the quick answer in a new piece of equipment, when in fact you're talking about the improvement of your biomechanics in the swing.
You're right. And it's back to the basics. So when you think about the basics and the key fundamentals of the golf swing, it really does start with balance, stability, and alignment and setup position. It starts there. You know, they'll teach you the grip, they'll teach you the upswing, the downswing, all of this stuff. But unless you're square to your shot, I mean, I know guys that can't line themselves up, that can hit the ball 300 yards plus, but being 300 yards plus in the woods doesn't really help, you know? And I'm sure we've all been there. But again, it's that setup position, so your body can flow, the body and the swing, because your body's got an internal GPS. You know, when you don't have to look to see where the shot's going. If you're lined up improperly, and say your feet align left and your club is aligned, your body knows that going back. It has a sense that something doesn't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
So with you having proper setup, proper balance, you're stable, you got ground connection, your chances of hitting a good shot are pretty good.
Yeah. I completely relate to that. And, you know, you're talking a lot about technology. You're obviously talking about a World Golf Hall of Famer, Sir Nick Faldo. A knight is wearing your shoes, Bob. I mean, let's talk about that for a second. You're talking about all these things, and yet you still, because it is it's a piece of equipment, but it's also in the apparel bucket, let's just say, you still have to make it look good. These shoes look good. Finding that balance.
Yeah. And that was a challenge, because when you start off with a more square toe, automatically people are going to look down and say, "What is that?" You know? And that was one of the challenges, to make it look athletic, golf-like, but still use that square as your cornerstone. That was a challenge. But with Sir Nick, one of the things that he picked on up on initially was that, you know, he was known as a very, like a technician. He was very technical. And you think over time, you had the Ben Hogans, you had the Nick Faldos and the Tiger Woods that really worked at it. I mean, you think in Sir Nick, when he changed his swing with David Ledbetter, I mean, that was a challenge. But think about it. He won six majors and over 40 wins on the tour. Mm. I mean, this guy knows the swing. He knows the technical nature of everything. So when he wore these shoes, he said, Bob, I just found it hard to believe that a golf shoe can help me hit a better shot. It just seemed that so much attention on the ball and the club. And he's seen a lot of evolution. He saw it from back of the Bellotta ball, the Bellotta ball of Persimmon Woods to where we are today. And he said, this is an evolution in golf footwear. So and it truly facilitates the proper biomechanics simply because your toes can sit naturally. We've got a heel stabilizer on the back that centers the heel and keeps it down throughout the swing. And if you can do that, your foot now can operate with proper range of motion. And it's a fact. It's very similar to your wrist. So if you hold your hand straight out and you can move your hand up and down nice and easily, but if you squeeze your fingers together and then you try to do it, it's a little more difficult because it's putting strain on your wrist and on the foot, it puts strain on the ankle and up through your knee. With these shoes, your toes are sitting there almost sandal-like. So it's you get that comfort, but your foot can operate properly.
Yeah, they look completely comfortable. I mean, as I mentioned, they look great as well, by the way. And, you know, golfers, we're finicky types. We're picky. We like our equipment and our apparel to look and feel great. And with golf shoes, one of the big components is just waterproof capability as well as the laces. And you addressed both in the design of the squares.
Yeah, you know what? One of the things we said when we got into this is comfort is the entry price. You know, I mean, you can't get into this business without a comfortable shoe. Hmm. And because the toe sit naturally, we also designed an insole that we spent probably twice as much as most manufacturers, not because we're bad buyers, but because we put a lot of technology in there. We added extra compression under those where those pressure points are in the golf swing. So you're going to feel a lot more comfort there. So then when you move up into the laces, we did something very unique. I said, look, we need a technology on the laces because it's as important to get a good fit on the top of your foot so that your foot is not moving around in the shoe. So you want to bring the upper material down on top of your foot comfortably. But the next thing you want to do is keep it there throughout the round because it's the laces start to tighten. I mean, loosen rather. If they start to loosen, your foot's going to move in the shoe.
Right.
So with our technology, we printed silicone on the laces. And so as you pull these through the eyelets, you're going to hear a little clicking sound. And once you pull it down to a comfortable level and you tie that shoe, you don't have to tie it the rest of the round. It stays exactly where you put it at the beginning of the round. Hence, we call them the stay put laces.
Yeah, it's great ideas. Little things, little details like that, folks, that make shoes like squares just absolutely worth your time. And Bob mentioned that it's squares.com, by the way, and I should say it's squairz.com, just to clarify. And Bob, you know, obviously one of the biggest, if not the biggest, well, it is the biggest shows every year is the PGA merchandise show. And I know fresh off of January, we were able to get, you know, up close look at a lot of the new products. Not sure what's going to happen in 2021. I think we're all kind of waiting to see how things pan out. But what's the best way for people to learn more about squares?
Yes, if you go to our website, squares.com, we do some instructional type of situations where we talk about the features and benefits of the shoes. And Sir Nick is on there talking about what he finds to be the benefits of the shoes. But all the information is right there to talk about the balance, the stability. And we also, I'd also like to mention, we've got another addition to the team recently, Nick Bradley, who is Justin Rose's teacher.
Nice.
Nick is, he took Justin Rose from 170 rank down to number 5, and he's one of the premier teaching. And he's written a couple of books on this about the feet and the movement of the feet and the ground connection. So it's something that he found to be exciting as well.
That's fantastic. And you know, just the fact that you get to try these shoes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, too. I mean, that's not something that every company does.
Right. And we offer that to everybody. And you can wear them, take them out in the course. If they don't fit, we exchange the size. And again, 100% waterproof. It's got a gusseted tongue, which means it's sewn on each side. So water and debris can't get in. It's waterproof all the way to the top of the shoe.
One thing I forgot to mention, and I just was reminded of it, Bob, is the four spikes you mentioned on the bottom of the shoe. Those have to be replaced over time?
They do. They are. I'm glad you brought that up, Adam. And it's there are actually a total of six on the bottom of each shoe, but there are four red cleats. So
right,
what
right.
we did is, as they wear down, we still want the performance of the shoe to be at top level. So we don't want the consumer going out, have to go to a retail outlet and find new spikes. So we offered what we call spikes for life. Once you buy this shoe, you get free spikes for life. All you do is go on the website, you pay the $5.99 shipping and handling, and we send you the spikes for free.
Wow. Well, there you go, folks. I mean, you don't even have to worry about getting the spikes for you. That's something that I've not heard any other shoe company do. That's incredible.
No, because we want this shoe to be at the top level at all times. We also went out and designed a sock. So why would you wear a rounded toe sock with a square toe shoe? So we also developed the square toe sock with adding compression on the bottom of it for nice cushioning. But again, still allows your toes to sit naturally in the shoe.
They've got all the bases covered, folks. Go out to squares.com. They got your socks. They got your laces. They got your spikes for life. You know, there's really no reason not to go and get these shoes, folks. It sounds absolutely fantastic. I'm excited to try them out here in the future. And, you know, Bob, it's just amazing that it's great to hear that organizations and companies like yours are still doing well. I know it's crazy out there right now, but everything's holding up okay on your end?
It is. It is. You know, it's been a rough stretch, but I got to tell you, we fought through it and we built a great product. And I think based upon the results we've had in the last couple of months, I think we've got a winner here.
Hey, this is a guy that knows what he's talking about. He's worked with Arnold Palmer, Sir Nick Faldo, I'm sure many others that we haven't even mentioned in today's call. Folks, go out to squares.com, take a look at all the products they have there. Support the independent golf companies in our little world here because they need it. And I know that you're going to enjoy everything that you find over at squares.com. So Bob, thanks so much for joining us today. I'm sure we could talk so much more in the future, and I hope we do.
Same here. Thank you so much, Adam.